Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning. Welcome to Comedy Concepts. I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo. Today we've got a fan of baseball. If you love baseball, you'll love Ron Norvell, the dynamic storyteller who uses various media to tell her tales, including live performances, photography, journalism, and now a novel, Baseball Karma and the Constitution Blues. I think you're going to enjoy today's guest, and let's talk to her now. All right, here comes Ronnie. All right, my guest today, Ronnie Norvell. Greetings.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we worked it all out. We got all the bugs out, and we're here having the show.
Yep, here we are. Having a little cup of coffee this morning at 11 o'clock with you. This is awesome. Thanks.
Yes, there you go. And also online in the chat room is Betty Jo Tucker from Real Talk Radio. So she's listening in.
Cool. Hi, Betty Jo.
She says hi back. All right, Ronnie. Let's begin. For those of us who don't know you, you've had quite the eclectic career, including some side notes of you host a creative event series, Track 187, Culture Clash on the Upper West Side. You've taught acting to New York City kids. You're performing the Vagina Monologues, currently April 8th and 9th at 4th University Society of New York. And your new book is Art Karma. I can't even say karma. It's a hard word. Art Karma and the Collaboration Blues. Did I say it right?
That is correct.
You
that's
wrote,
the one that's in the works. That's the next one.
That's the next one, Collaboration. The ones that you're doing now is the Constitution Blues. See what I have
correct.
My notes up in front of me. So why don't we start at the beginning? You were raised where?
I grew up in Philadelphia, the suburbs of Philly, Erdenheim, Pennsylvania. We got to give a shout out to the really small hometown there. So I grew up in Erdenheim and then made my way downtown and went to Penn. I went to Wharton School, undergraduate.
But not for business.
That is my education. I have a business, a BS in marketing and organizational behavior. But then, as I like to say, I graduated Wharton and went into poetry for the money.
All right. Now, when did you get this poetry bug?
Well, I guess I was recognized as a writer when I was in high school. I won, believe it or not, the class of 1966 Writing Award. It wasn't in 1966, but I won that award when I was in 10th grade, and I guess, but I didn't really come into my own identity as a writer till much later. Probably really only started to own it maybe 8-9 years ago.
So let me ask you, what did you win for? What did you write about that you won for?
You know, it was for class writing, for overall writing. We were in a dual program where we had our social studies and English classes combined. And I guess they liked how I expressed myself and what I had to say and how I wrote about what I was reading.
Oh, interesting. Caller, I see you on the line. There's a caller on the line already. 9769. If those are your digits and you're in the chat room, let me know who you are before I pick it up. Okay, so then you got into that. You came to New York. No, let's back up. When did you become Baseball Karma and the Constitution Blues a baseball fan?
Well, at the end of my senior year in high school, we had a neighbor friend who worked for the Phillies, and she invited me to audition and try out to be an usherette. And I did that, and I made the cut and started
working. And now,
working.
For those of us who don't know, explain what an usherette is.
Greet 'em and seat 'em at the ballpark. The Phillies, in the very early days of Veterans Stadium, they were called the Hot Pants Patrol. And I actually wore the Hot Pants Patrol uniform my first year at the Phillies, and then they changed to a little bit more of a jock kind of thing. But anyway, so greet 'em and seat 'em. That was the job. Greet the fans. We were there usually an hour and a half you know, whenever the gates opened, and then got people to their seats. And
so was
once the game started,
you were a fan of baseball or a fan of the Phillies?
Well, a fan of the Phillies. My grandfather was an old fan, and one of my aunts was a big Phillies fan. She loved Robin Roberts, and so I really do think that we pick up our baseball fandom from our families, because there are many, for example, there are many people in New York City who are Boston Red Sox fans, and that's just, they were raised as Red Sox
that's
fans.
That's heresy. Don't even say that.
Okay.
All right, yeah. So, but you really, you're not just, are you like the diehard fan? Are you the fan that's like at every game and following every little tidbit in the news? And
well, for seven seasons when I worked for the Phillies, I was at every home game, and indeed I watched many, many away games. I had a chance to travel a little bit with the team, and without the team, I've attended about 15 All-Star games over the many years. I don't follow baseball as avidly as I did at the time I was working for the Phillies, but I'm still a big fan of great plays and great baseball. Ultimately, my team is always going to be the Phillies. That's in my blood, but I enjoy watching baseball no matter who's playing.
Okay. Caller who you were on, if you call back in a minute, I'll put you back on. I don't know who you were. That's why I didn't pick you up, but I'll call back in. Don't be shy. All right, so you play baseball. Okay, now. So, all right, you read the book, which is delightful, by the way. I have it right here as I grab the book in front of me. Okay, and not one that you would expect. She's a very attractive woman, if you see her picture here, that the Constitution – why can't I say this anymore? Constitution Blues. Now, tell us about the curse.
Well, the curse – you mean the real curse or the book curse? Which
tell
are somewhat
both.
Interrelated.
Tell me both.
Well, here's the thing. When I left the team, I just kind of moved on for a while, and I didn't leave under the best circumstances, and I sort of had a chip on my shoulder. I'll admit that now, many years later, and so, you know, friends of mine would kid around with me saying, "Oh, what did you do? Put a curse on the Phillies?" Because you know, once I left the team, they really started stinking up the joint. But then fast forward till a couple years ago, and you know, Nancy, my book opens with a quote from the Phillies manager, Charlie Manuel, which I read. I was home in Philadelphia for the 4th of July weekend, and if I could please read you this quote, I couldn't believe my eyes. And from the sports page, Charlie Manuel, Phillies manager, said, "I don't know if it's you guys," meaning the media, "or the players or what, but somebody out there has got something against us. Or somebody's not living right. If you guys are very religious, please go to church. Pray for us." And when I saw the words "pray for us" in a Philly story in the sports page in the Inquirer, I went, "Oh shoot! I really maybe better try to lift that curse thing." So I worked a little harder to get this material out. But what I did first was that quote was from the summer of 2006.
Okay.
And starting in the beginning of the 2007 season is when I sort of started lifting the curse. I did a late night walk around City Hall when I was visiting Philly in April.
A little Philly voodoo, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was totally working the voodoo. And then by the end of that season, Constitution Day, for those of you who aren't historians, is September 17th. So September 17th, at the end of the 2007 season, after the Phillies had swept the Mets gloriously at Citizens Bank Park in August, I dropped into the internet a document about wanting to lift the curse, and it was for Constitution Day.
Aww.
And then I pushed harder, and I did eventually get the book out. But the curse was lifted then. The Phillies won that year, the National League East, and, of course, they went on to win the World Series the following year, which somewhat parallels the book.
Yes,
so,
the book is very good, but it's written in a very entertaining story-like fashion. So we have a caller. Let's see who's on the line. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hi.
You have a question for Ronnie?
Yes. I read her book, and I thought it was wonderful, and I just wanted to know how she felt about writing such personal information.
Okay.
Ronnie?
Is that thrown to me?
Yes,
Ronnie.
Okay, that's for me. Hi. Well, there is a lot of personal stuff in it, which is, I like to say, steeped in authenticity. I think I realized that my story could be anybody's story, and I just really felt a need to share that. And it is personal, and I have heard from readers, and they appreciate it. So how did I do it? Well, I guess enough time went by, and I guess that's the best way to put it. Enough time went by, and in fact, at the top of the book, I write how sometimes we must tell a story. We must wait to tell a story until enough people are dead. Other times we must tell a story before more people die. That's the beginning of the book. So that kind of says it, I think.
So it's based on you, Ronnie, then?
Well, sure. I mean, a girl who works for a baseball team, I'm not going to say no. On the other hand, my publisher and I, we felt we were getting kind of crafty and also doing a little nod to that James Frey controversy by categorizing the book as a ficto memoir. So it is a memoir, but it has many things in it that are completely
all right. Radio guest, what's your
personal.
Name? Yes.
My name is Susan.
Do you have any more questions?
No, I just do want to say again that I really enjoyed reading the book, and I do think that even though the author is saying that it wasn't as difficult, or it wasn't so difficult, I think the material covered in the book is very in-depth, and I think she's a very brave woman and a true writer for having gone there.
Aw, nice compliment.
Thank you, Susan.
All right.
Thank you, Susan. I'm so happy that you enjoyed it.
Okay. Very nice, very nice. I have a question from the chat room. The chat room wants to know, what's your favorite sports film?
Oh, wow. Well, we all dig Bull Durham, right? And Field of Dreams. I mean, those are great.
Oh, she gets it. All right, Betty Jo. Yes, it was Field of Dreams.
Pride of the Yankees. I mean, come on, that's an unforgettable speech, which may be anachronistic. Apparently, we're not sure what he actually said. Whether that speech is properly quoted.
I think it was "Today I'm the luckiest man."
Yeah, and I think I don't know if those were the exact words. I think I read something about that recently.
It's good. So Field of Dreams. Okay. Yes, I forgot Pride of the Yankees. You are a baseball fan. That is going.
Oh wait,
back.
And how about there's no crying in baseball? I mean, with Tom Hanks and Gina Davis and
I love
you
it.
Know,
there's no crying
league,
in baseball.
A league of our own.
There's no crying in baseball.
No
so
crying in baseball.
Take you
well,
to write
you know.
This book? How long?
If you read my book, there is a little crying in baseball.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yes. Did you actually? Let me ask you this. Did you actually date a baseball player while you were there?
Date schmate. What does date mean?
Well, let's not go to the dark side.
No. I am a lucky person, and I was friendly with some of the players. Yes.
Were any of the players rushing to get the book? Just to make sure.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. I did leave copies at the Phillies. I mean, I've a number of people there have read it. We did ask whether we could put it into their store in the ballpark. And, you know, there is some precious material in there, and I guess they felt that it was a little bit, you know, it's not, it's
interesting.
It's, it
I know
a,
what I know what portion you're talking about, and,
okay.
You know, I don't want to give it away, but portion,
right.
But I just have to say, with everything they've been in the news of, they've got a lot of nerve.
I agree. I mean, that's the irony for me, okay? Can we talk?
Yeah. The irony, I think, in your book is that, no, your book is just brutally honest, and I'm not going to give it away what happens, but it's honest. It's an honest look, you know, inside out, and for them to say they have a problem with that particular portion of the book when half the players are being sued or fathering eight or nine, you know
yes.
what I'm saying, or two wives
yes.
and... Oh, that bothers you. That bothers
right.
you, not them.
Right. I mean, it is kind of funny, but you know, maybe it's just a little too honest for some people. But that's okay. I believe that the book is finding its readers, and the readers are finding the book.
Oh,
and
yes.
thanks to you, Nancy. We'll continue to do
and
that.
And also, let's say where they can get this book. Go ahead.
Well, Amazon.com is the quickest way. but you can also go to constitutionblues.com, which will give you just a little brief background on my baseball history, but there's a PayPal link there, and if you hit the PayPal link, I will send you the book personally, and you can even put in there what you want me to autograph, how you want me to autograph.
Oh, that would make a great gift, actually. That would be
yeah.
a great opening season gift for people.
Right, and then Mother's Day, if your mom's a baseball fan, and Father's Day, I think, you know, it's a heartfelt personal tale, and yet it's
I would say this could be read. I think teens on up could read this book.
I agree. I think not young teens.
No, I'm thinking over 14 and 15.
Would enjoy
this book. From 14, 15 up would really enjoy this book. There's nothing in here that's bad.
No, I think it's pretty modern, even though it's somewhat an historical tale. And also, I want to add that even though, of course, I'm a Phillies fan and Constitution City is, you know, somewhat of a stand-in, I really wanted it to be a book for all baseball fans, whatever your hometown favorite team is. You just read this book and think it's your team, because it is your team.
Yeah, interject team here.
Yeah, so the Constitution Blues is a stand-in for all baseball teams across our country.
Hey, Ronnie,
and also,
yes, I'm sorry. Let me just,
no,
do you have
you
the
go.
Book
yeah.
near you?
Yes, I do.
All right, why don't you pick one of your favorite passages?
Could I continue from the start? Because I kind of like the beginning of it, and I think
whatever.
It just kind of leads
to the it's your book, Ronnie. You
pick. Well, as I said, it starts with that quote by Charlie Manuel begging for prayers from sports fans, which, you know, this book is about the church of baseball, and for some people it really is a religion, and that's sort one of the perspectives of the book. I continue with two more quotes, and then I kick it off. Luck is the residue of design. Branch Rickey, famous baseball man and promoter, said that. Luck is the residue of design. Failure is the true test of greatness. And that's Herman Melville. Kind of nervy of me to start with those guys. But then I get to Mark Twain. Let me make the superstitions of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws or its songs either. And I have to add here that Mark Twain was one of the originators of the Players here in New York City, which is where I met you, Nancy, which is a wonderful place and a very just a real embracing place for artists.
Yes, the Players Club was also home to Edwin Booth.
Yes,
and
famous Shakespearean actor.
Many of the Mark Twain was a member. Let's some of the member. And a big shout out to Ann Vellis if she's listening anywhere.
Yes.
She is the heart of the Players Club. If there's one person who's the heart,
awesome.
She's the heart.
She is. Okay, so now that we've talked about Mark Twain, I just love him so much. And by the way, if anyone has picked up his autobiography, you know how thrilling it is and how fun it is just to hear what he has to say about what was going on in his life. Anyway, here it goes. Baseball Karma and the Constitution Blues, first inning. Lucky Chuck's wishbones and making the team. Sometimes we must wait until enough people are dead to tell a story. Other times we must tell a story before more people die. The lie implied, telling stories, especially tales out of school, can get you in real trouble, get you labeled a muckraking nut. If there's an omerta involved, forget about it. Then again, if we all went back to confession, we could put Jerry Springer out of business, redeem our culture, recover our souls, and fortify our collective constitution. My name is Mary Catherine Carmichael. My RIP list is getting too long. Now hear my confession. Some 20 years ago, I put a curse on my hometown baseball team. I never thought it would stick, but an intractable vapor lock grips the club to this day. Short of calling an exorcist, I figure the quickest way back to baseball heaven is to tell. I grew up in St. Genesius Parish, an Irish Catholic ghetto in suburban Constitution, where the boys played Little League and the girls twirled batons. I would have preferred Little League, or at least working the snack bar. I heard those snappy snack girls used to sneak behind the Cisco's Steaks billboard on the left field fence and smooch anyone just to see what first base was like. Maybe then I would have been better prepared when I got called to the bigs. So that kicks it off.
And then we get into
Also, I liked it because it was an easy read. That's one thing. I didn't have to go back and look at anything and go, what?
Thank you for saying that, Nancy. I tried to really just walk a line down the middle of the road there, right?
I felt it was like a movie in my head.
I love hearing you say that.
I was like picturing and casting it already. You know, I was like,
right.
Oh.
I have to shout out to Big Willie Smith, Big Silly Willie Smith, and say, yes, call us now. We want to make the movie.
Oh, he did?
No, I'm just saying, I'm asking him to call us if he's listening.
Call us. Well, I'm sorry for coughing. Call us again. Me laughing too much. Betty Jo says she likes your prose style. Good images. Oh, thank you, Betty Jo. That's very nice of you to say. I think you'll enjoy
thank
the book,
you.
Betty Jo. Baseball Karma and the Constitution Blues, available on Amazon.com. Or you can contact Ronnie directly at, Ronnie?
www.constitutionblues.com.
Yes.
Or
and,
you can write to me. You can write to me directly.
Or they could write to you directly.
If they want, Ronnie Norpell at Hotmail.
Okay. And
you know?
She'll autograph the book for you if it's for someone. Especially if your mom's a baseball fan or you have anybody. Or, you know what, I got to say, Ronnie, I'm going to backtrack and just say, I think this is a good gift for girls because it does involve, I mean, it's a good sports book, but it's also about being your own person. So I do think that I would recommend this to teens. I think I would highly.
Thanks. I think so. I think there's some good life information in it. I tried... You know, when you write something, you know, I'm a storyteller. I love a good story, but you always try to educate a little bit in there, and I did try to do that.
But it's
that,
fun. There's a sense of fun. I do see the bordering that fence between, you know, adolescence and adult maturity.
Mm-hmm.
So it does that. So it is a good, I think, empathetic book for men and women. Either one. This is, you know, this is a great book for the airport. It's lightweight. You put it in your bag. It's not heavy.
I would love. Are you kidding me? I'd love to get it into the airport for the carousel.
Well, you
know,
let me
carousel.
Tell you, all those stands. Who do you have to call? Probably whoever
I don't
manages
know. I
all
think,
those stores.
I think there's a Penn guy actually who is in charge of Hudson.
There's a baseball
Hudson
store
News.
At LaGuardia, isn't there?
I don't know. We'll have to look
I believe
into that.
There is. Does anybody know, if you're my guest out there, if you're listening, is there's a baseball store at the airports. I do believe so. You have to go check it out. Of course, you have to take a trip to find out. But,
right, that's okay.
Or Google
well,
it.
Google it.
Hey, wait, Ice Cowboy. Wait. Ice Cowboy. I read Constitution Blues when it came out. Great stuff. He says, I guess I'm assuming you're a boy, really a great extended metaphor and a good read. Oh, and hi to Ronnie from the wilds of Utah.
Oh, hi, it's Jim Keller. Hi, Jim.
Oh, we found you out, Ice Cowboy. She just outed you, Jim.
Sorry, Ice Cowboy. Jim is a really terrific poet. He was in New York City for a whirlwind tour. I think he read every night in last summer in New York City, and we read a few times together. He's wonderful. Hi, Jim.
Oh. Shout out to Ice Cowboy, then, another writer. Yes, so I would look into the baseball. Now, who was it? Betty Jo, did you say the verse was nice? Yes. Yeah, she likes the images and prose style. There is a lot of prose style. Boy, Betty Jo, you only heard one paragraph and you picked that up? You're incredible.
Thank you.
There is a lot of prose in there, and so your poetry does leak into your writing. Do you do any other writing outside of poetry besides this book?
And
you're next?
Sure. I have written some articles for Hometown Irish Edition in Philadelphia. And a few for West Side Spirit up here in New York. I haven't pursued the journalism thing too much, although I do enjoy writing about current events or some, you know, I write essays on my own as well, just think, you know, reflections on things that are happening. And in fact, I wanted to comment, Nancy, if it's okay, that the Constitution Blues is not only the name of my team in the baseball book, but it's sort of what I feel our country is suffering.
Is that an allegory?
Yes, I really do, for a lot of different things. But the red state, blue state paradigm, I just think that really had a destructive effect on us, because I really think most of us were able to you know, I think that we have red and blue in each of us. And Constitution blue, there is a famous artist, Maxfield Parrish, and his blue was like a purpley blue. It was a very rich blue. He used to actually grind it himself, and to make the color.
Oh yeah, it's fluorescent.
And for me, Constitution blue is parish blue, and of course there's that implication of the Catholic thing there with the word parish. But I just really believe that most Americans are really reasonable people and good, loving people, and there's just too much divisiveness, and I really want us to stop suffering the Constitution blues.
We're almost out of time, but the Constitution blues, www.constitutionblues.com to order the book, or go to Ronnie directly. And Ronnie, where do they go to get you directly?
Ronnie Norpell at hotmail.com is fine.
At hotmail.com, and you can get the book directly and autograph. We've got 3 minutes.
And
if you're in New York City. Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Sorry, man.
No.
I was just going to say, our next Tract 187 Culture Clatch, which is a gathering of poetry, prose writers, and musicians on the Upper West Side of New York, if you're in town, our next gathering is March 16th, Wednesday night at 6:30. At the Marrakesh Hotel at 103rd and Broadway, featuring the incredible, internationally known poet Ira Cohen, who is a friend of the Beats.
We've got poetry,
yeah.
We've got readings, we've got, I think you have an open mic, there might be some surprise guests there.
That's right.
I would be remiss to Adrian if I didn't try to see if I can get this song on. It wouldn't download. This is written by her son, and the name of his band is?
Beyond Our Limits.
Beyond Our Limits. Let me see if I can close on this here.
Okay, great. Thanks, Nancy.
Let me see if we can get it. I'm going to have to trick my computer.
Okay.
There we go.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay, it's been
all right.
Ronnie Norpell.
All
baseball
right.
Baseball card of the Constitution Blues, and we're going out on Adrian's Boogie. Thank you, Ronnie.
Cool. Thank you, Nancy. Bye.
Thanks, Ronnie. Great show.
All right. Thank you, too. Bye.
Whoops, what Sorry, for some reason it keeps cutting out and going into iTunes. Anyway, that's Adrian's Boogie. Great show. Thank you, all my guests, for tuning in. And it's going to cut out again. I just know it. Oh, now it's playing. All right. Very good, Adrian. All right. Well, it's decided it wants to... It wants to cut out itself, and iTunes is hooked up to Adrian's Boogie for some reason. So, Adrian, great band. Ronnie Norpell. What am I tongue-tied on a Saturday morning? Ronnie Norpell's book, Baseball Karma and the Constitution Blues. Go to www.constitutionblues.com, and you could pick it up if you go to her directly. Just re-listen, and she'll tell you. Thank you, 60-second English lady. Order the book. It's a great read. It's lightweight. You can carry it in your purse. Great for reading on the subways as you're traveling around town. And just a great book to get into the baseball spirit with again. So check it out. It's Ronnie Norpell's Baseball Karma and the Constitution Blues, www.constitutionblues.com. And check out her her theater going on uptown on 103rd Street if you're in New York City. And let's see. Oh, well, I'm sorry, I can't find it, Ronnie, so fast. Okay. It's track 187, Culture Class on the Upper West Side, poetry, prose, music, and more. So check it out. Okay, at the Hotel Marrakesh. I think that's correct. And have a good day, everybody. Get outside and get some vitamin D. Thank you very much. You've been great. Bye.